live.
Hey, hey. Monday morning. Man, I had a, like, all over the province type of weekend. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah? Tell me about it.
Well, it's like winter. It's like winter weighted. You know what I mean?
So you got hit with the worst case scenario or what?
It's like winter was just sleeping. You know, winter was snoozing. Winter was like, well, you know what? Or just say it's like a the groundhog was in its slumber or something like that.
Yeah.
And then decide to wake up. It's like, what is it? Is it almost February? Okay, cool. Yeah. I think we'll go take a sniff around. Winter took a sniff around yesterday.
Okay.
Let me tell you, it brought that sniff. It brought it right up to me. It came right up to me and started sniffing around. It was right inside my Model S.
Right in there, eh?
Oh, tell you what. And it's because I was already a little further north.
Yeah.
I was on a road trip in a Model S with winter tires on my way over there to Ottawa, actually.
Oh, wow.
And that winter storm that happened, it kind of, you know, I was going against it on the way back.
Mm.
And the test was like, you know what?
I got your back.
The test was like, you know what? Those major highways over there, it's going a little bit slow. We're going to take you on the Canadian back roads.
Oh.
And I say, what do you think I am, a polar bear?
Oh. Can't do that.
You think I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails? Oh, hell, here we go again. It's Outkast. And I am driving in the middle of the road because I am in the middle of nowhere, and the middle of the road is the only place where the snow is not 5 feet tall.
Okay.
And ain't no autopilot out there.
No.
You try hitting that button, that'll just veer you straight. It just immediately cranks to the right and starts to pull you into the ditch. You think I'm lying?
Did you try?
I'm sorry, your viewpoints are obstructed.
Yeah.
Where the hell do you live, sir?
Yeah, you tried.
Where the hell do you live, sir? What planet are you on?
Yeah.
Teslas are made for Earth, not Canada.
Mm.
I'm kidding. All things considered, it did reasonably well. And
okay.
I made it back alive, and I took their back roads, and I took a smaller highway, and I actually found a supercharger in the smallest town on Earth. So I was like, well, this is pretty cool. But it was a bit of a mess. And, you know, I mean, like, the fact that you can do it in a Plaid, which is also capable of, like, knocking your socks off on a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can also take it to Antarctica, or in this case, the Arctic. Antarctica would be tougher. You'd get on a boat first.
A lot of penguins.
Not a lot of roads over there.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. Hit a penguin. Elon was saying you're going to, that the Cybertruck's a boat. Remember that? He's like, also a boat.
It just needs a rudder.
Oh, yeah. The snow came down. And the car's disgusting. Like, what am I supposed to do? Wash it every 5 minutes now?
Yeah, you can't.
I'm supposed to pull it over there to charge it. And you see what it looks like back there?
Uh-huh. Dude, I feel the same way.
What's going on here?
I experienced that too.
What's going on?
This is why we need drain plugs, dude.
Well, drain plugs inside the car is one thing. I mean, you need drain.
You gotta hose it down.
You need drain plugs all over Earth and in interior spaces where you might be pulling an electric car to charge it. And hose down whatever dirt comes off of it and salt and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Ottawa. I had a good time over there, and everybody's very friendly, and it was pretty cool. So,
okay.
Anyway, a top story here: Apple to release foldable iPad with carbon fiber kickstand, 2024. Stop it, Will. What are you talking?
What do you think?
They go straight. They're like, forget about the foldable phone. It's the foldable iPad that you want. Well, I've been using an iPad. It's funny I don't have it here today, but I've been using an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm tapping it, I'm touching it, I'm swiping and so forth. And it's really, it's a pretty good product. I think my problem with it is keeping it in the workflow on a regular basis, because you've got the smartphone, which is in your pocket, you got the laptop, which stays on the table. So it's like, we've talked about this before, the iPad goes to the couch, or maybe it goes to the cafe, or maybe it goes, well, it can go anywhere you want. Oh, I started watching those tennis guys on Netflix. Oh,
you believe tennis that? Guys?
Yeah, I watched those tennis guys on Netflix.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Breakpoint, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Breakpoint. We talked about it. It was like The Curse or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The same guys who did the F1 thing. Anyway, it caught my attention because there's a couple in it. I mean, this is no spoiler, but there's a tennis couple, male, tennis female, that they're both competitive. Like, they're in the loop, they're in the tour, but they're also romantically involved. And so they're in the hotel together, and they're like, let's watch a movie, whatever. And then they just, like, prop an iPad up. And I'm like, man, you got big screens in there. What are you doing over here? They got a nice room and everything, but they just, you know, there's an iPad. It's like 20 feet away, and just, you can't watch a movie like that, can you? Or is that romantic? What do I know? I'm Rip Van Winkle over here. I'm 84 years old. What do I know? This looks cool. Carbon fiber, anything, I'm down for it. 2024. And foldables. I gotta imagine some people are gonna be skeptical about this, but if Ming Chi's talking, well, he's talked before, and people listen. In a series of tweets, Kuo said he expects the all-new design foldable iPad to be the next big product launch in the iPad lineup, with no other major iPad releases in the next 9 to 12 months. The analyst said he was positive that the foldable device would arrive in 2024, but did not provide any more specific time frame. Well, that's pretty specific. He said 2024, it's coming. The latest survey indicates that a carbon fiber material will be used for the iPad's kickstand to make it light and durable. I know all about the carbons and the fibers. Chinese polishing and bonding supplier Anji Technology will reportedly be the new beneficiary of the foldable iPad based on Apple's plans. Kuo said he was taking a cautious approach to iPad shipments for 2023, predicting a year-on-year decline around 10 to 15%. However, he expects 2024... they're going to boost shipments. You ever think that there's like some sort of symbiotic relationship here where Apple's like, God damn, man, these people, they're selling off this stock and whatnot. Hey, Ming Chi, tell them about the upcoming thing we got.
Collusion.
Ming Chi, I'm just goofing around, obviously. Yeah. None of this is official. These are not official accusations. But it's just funny how the leak universe kind of rolls around the perimeter of these corporations and so forth, and sources familiar with the matter, and employees who choose not to be named, and so on and so forth, as you know, Will. But listen.
But Ming Chi is well respected.
Everybody needs to get excited about something. People need to get excited about something, including you, Will. And 2023, you can just feel it already. Everybody's. I told you I went through the drive thru, tried to get a coffee. The guy said, recession is coming. Yeah. Save yourself.
Save your sense.
He's handing over the coffee before he lets go. He's gripping it tightly. He goes, recession is coming.
Trying to yank it off his hands.
I'm like, man, you've been watching too much of those, too many of those Last of Us shows.
Yeah.
You're gripping the thing. We're squeezing the coffee and burning each other's hands now.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, recession, okay, but we don't have to kill each other in the meantime.
Cup is squashed.
So listen, man, big people got to get excited about some new product categories. Apple has the mandate. Come on, Apple. You got us excited in the past. You brought the one more thing. Where are you at? Let's start folding. Let's start bending. See if you can nail it. Maybe you feel like other people didn't yet. Speaking of one more thing, look at Willie Doo bringing up a picture. Steve Jobs. What does the I stand for? An iPhone, iPad, iMac. Some Apple users are only just finding out. Many of us thought the I stood for intelligence or internet. I didn't. What did you think? Well, I guess you already read this article.
Yeah.
In several internet-enabled devices, does it stand for internet? Well... this may come as a surprise. Have you always known many Apple users around the world have been left completely baffled by finding out the meaning of the I? Internet and intelligence are both out. It's neither of those. Is the I just you? Is it the person?
That's what I thought too.
Like
I think a lot of people would think that.
I use a phone. The I stands for five words, not just one. Steve Jobs' iMac launch explanation in the year 1998. This is something I definitely missed. Back in 1998, I would have been 13 years old. That's unbelievable. I would have been 13. Young Lou. I would have been a young Lou watching this keynote and obviously totally forgetting what Steve said the I stands for. But what it does stand for is internet, individual, instruct, inform, and inspire. Steve Jobs said that's what the I stands for. That's a lot. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it means a lot of things.
Well, I mean, at that point, just take any nice word that starts with I and throw it in the list.
Uh-huh.
Indestructible. Well, that wouldn't be all that very accurate. Internet, individual, instruct, inform, inspire. Is that when you think of your iPhone, is this what comes to mind for you, these words here?
Yeah, to a certain point, I guess. It makes sense since he said it.
Internet makes the most sense for me. Individual, I mean, these things are carbon copies of one another. I guess you're an individual, but stop telling me I am as you're selling me something. Instruct, okay. Kind of, yeah.
It's a,
inform, yeah.
Yeah.
And inspire, I probably wouldn't have gotten into the creative arts if I didn't get my hands on these gadgets.
Yeah,
so
they're creative devices.
Saying, you know, or maybe I would have. Maybe I would have picked up a brush and some oil paints. You don't know, Will.
No.
You can't answer that. I might have done that.
No.
If it wasn't for these gadgets distracting me, I might have been Leonardo da Vinci.
That's not that.
Hey.
Don't go that far.
Hey. I was trying to explain Leonardo da Vinci to my kids, and I'm like, well, he was this and that. And
he's like a
painter, inventor, physicist, and it's plumber. It's like, I'm goofing now, but I'm saying it's a list of like a dozen things, and he was good at all of them. Anyway, that's what the I means.
Yeah.
Cool. People ask what this thing is. This is a puzzle that I've just been handling. And I took it apart. Mo put it back together. I'm tempted to take it back apart.
It's a routine for him every day.
I don't know why. I like it better when it's apart and I can just sort of line these things up. Apple's massive MacBook Pro mistakes. No, you're wrong. Apple never makes mistakes. Well, you got the wrong company.
Mm.
You must be talking about somebody else. I don't know, Samsung or...
Samsung.
You might be talking about Samsung if Tim had his word on the matter.
Mm.
With the launch of its new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro models, Apple brought more power to its professional-grade laptops for an audience eager for more performance. This was a welcome addition. Yet, these latest macOS machines are not all they seem. Apple has made some massive decisions around the MacBook's performance, and not all of them favor the consumer. I guess they're talking about some of the downgrades, like the stock, the storage on the base model. One curious decision Apple has made is to throttle back the processor when both the CPU and GPU are under heavy load. Notebook Check has been wondering why this might be the case. Either battery performance shouldn't differ from mains operation, even in this extreme case, or the MacBook Pro simply shouldn't get too loud. In any case, potential is being wasted here, and since the graphics unit of the new M2 Max 38-core GPU alone is able to consume more than 50 watts in the MacBook Pro 16, the large M2 Max and the smaller MBP 14 is hardly worth it. You could always stick it in the freezer like Dave 2D used to do. He's like, look, the performance is sick when it's in the freezer. I'm kidding. He actually just wanted to see like what the throttling, how significant the throttling component was and how much heat played a role. I don't recommend using your laptop in the freezer. Mm-hmm.
But shouldn't this be an option for people? Like, if it's going to throttle, it's like, let them know.
Or let me not throttle, have more power, like, configuration options where I could just have it be loud or have it be hot.
Yeah, have a warning dialogue.
Well, that's very PC-like. You know, Apple can't be letting that happen.
Well, that's not good.
On the PC side, I mean, you've got all types of different configuration options for power balance or battery life or gaming or unthrottled performance. But if you recall the situation with the phones, remember when the phones where they were discharging the battery and Apple made this executive decision to try to avoid quick death of the devices, and instead they were like, we'll throttle the processor. And then I think there was a class action lawsuit about it. So certainly letting people know is good. I agree with that. Transparency, so that people know exactly what performance they're going to get, if that includes some significant throttling under certain circumstances.
Choice.
Never before seen S23 series rugged case leaks in renders. Are we talking about first party like Samsung?
I think so.
Imagine people don't know the Samsung joke and then they're sitting here and they're like, why do they keep saying Samsung? Yeah. Like, what is
obviously
wrong?
Obviously Samsung. Jeez.
Yeah, that would be so irritating.
These guys.
That was Tim Cook responsible for Samsung. And probably a clip or a meme somewhere out there. Because they're so insignificant to him, he can't even say it right. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't even know what you're talking. Are you talking about Samsung? They're like, what did you say, sir? Did you say Samsung? He's like, I don't know what you just said to me.
I got to find that clip.
We've already seen a bunch of case designs for the upcoming Galaxy S23 leaked in series in leaked renders, but at least one new model slipped through the cracks and remained hidden until now. What you see in the renders above and below is the S23 rugged gadget case with stand. I don't mind it. I mean, if you're going to go rugged, like embrace it and just be rugged. Mm-hmm. Just forget about being sleek at all. Although, that little clip thing at the bottom there is a bit, maybe a bit. No, not that. I'm talking about in the corner, top corner. There you go.
It's like, well, maybe it's trying to replace the active, remember?
But look at that. What am I supposed to do? Put it on a carabiner? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Exactly.
Well, what am I climbing now? Do I have chalk on my waist? What's going on?
It's going to get dirty.
As per the official name, this case was designed to offer maximum protection for the S23. The case has rugged construction with thick bumpers to protect the phone. The case has ridged edges for improved grip and an intricate pattern of gray back panel. It's unclear if the rugged gadget case and stand will be available in more color options. Prices are also unknown. Wow. I mean, it looks like an absolute beast. It does look like that is some sort of carabiner clip. Or I guess you could wear it on a lanyard. And who knows? Maybe that's exactly what somebody needs in some sort of harsh environment. And maybe it's detachable. I'm not certain. It looks like it's only available in black. I am seeing it for, what is that? Is that the regular S23? Are we supposed to know this by now? Which model is that?
Maybe the S23 Plus?
Maybe it's the Plus. Mm. It looks like it's... it's showing off different sizes. Maybe it'll be available for all of them. Anyways, yes, Unpacked 2023 is coming very soon. There you go. I took it apart. Take that, Mo. Take that. And Mo's just walking around, going back and forth. What is it, a fancy lunch? Like, what's going on here? Okay, here he comes. And what is this he's got? Oh, he got chips again. You can't give me these chips, dude. Get away from me with those. Amazing. I'll eat the whole thing, and then he's going to yell at me.
Last, I will.
See? Take it with you. No, Mo, take that with you, dude. You can't leave that type of thing over here. I'm going to be crunching on a microphone. There's a thing for that, Will. You know people get very sensitive about that.
Yeah.
What is it?
You eat it afterwards. That'll be your tasty treat.
Some kind of phobia, dysphobia, dysphoria, like whatever. That's what it's Mo's still not gone, and he's shouting now.
I just remembered what it's called.
He's shouting, and he's not gone. And he really wishes he was sitting over there, except he refuses to sit over there. So, well, he can just shout from over there. I guess he prefers. Don't worry, I will not be having... I'll have a chip later. I'll save the chip for later.
Yeah.
Elon Musk kills the hope of Tesla retrofitting new autopilot / self-driving hardware. I guess people were wondering... Well, I mean, recently they said, okay, you can have the full steering wheel instead of the yoke. Give us $700. Mm-hmm. Put it in there for you. Yeah. So why not the same with all these sensors and such? Elon Musk has killed the little hope some had for Tesla in offering a retrofit for the new autopilot self-driving hardware, HW4, to current Tesla owners. Tesla is expected to announce its new autopilot self-driving hardware suite, which has been referred to as Hardware 4.0, any day now. Which model? Model 3? You're getting obsoleted real quick here, Will. That didn't take long. Good Lord, you only had the thing for 5 minutes. They drop the price. They improve everything about it.
Uh-huh.
And they give you a kick in the butt. That seems like what's going on here.
Yep.
There have been quite a few indications that some major changes are coming. For example, after famously removing radar sensors from his hardware suite, we learned in December that Tesla is planning to add one as soon as this month. Remove it, add it. I don't know. Is this going to help me when I'm in polar bear land driving around and then I can maybe self-drive because I have other sensors included, Will? Is that what you're claiming?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's eventually going to get better and better, the technology.
But what about when all my sensors are covered in slush and snow?
Then you're dead.
Okay. Cool. That's what I thought. I mean, I assumed that was the case. I had to drive it myself. How terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I had to actually steer the car. It's unbelievable, Will. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine having to do that for the rest of my life.
Well, I guess they can't even retrofit it.
I'm joking, Will. Huh? I'm just joking.
Okay. Yeah.
Hardware 3 will not be as good as Hardware 4, but I'm confident that Hardware 3 will so far exceed the safety of the average human. So how do we ultimately get to, let's say, for argument's sake, if Hardware 3 can be, say, 200% or 300% safer than humans, Hardware 4 might be 500% or 600%. It would be Hardware 5 beyond that. But what really matters is we are improving the average safety on the road. Well, that does matter, but you also have the likes of Mercedes making news being, what was it?
Level 3.
What was it? SAE Level 3? And
Vegas.
I don't even need to grip onto my wheel. But, you know, this is the thing. So this is the realization I had as I was coming back from the Arctic. I was like, I need this steering wheel. You can't take this away from me. Mm-hmm. These are harsh climates over here. Mm. So when they show off these prototypes of full-out autonomy...
The steering wheel gets tucked away.
No, but steering wheel tucked away is okay. Like, yeah, let's bring it out when we need it. But there have been models shown off, concept cars, steering wheel not there at all. Mm-hmm. So that's going to... We're obviously going to need some significant improvements before that happens. You need... Mm-hmm. Some other systems that are less affected by things that are happening on the exterior. You might actually need to figure out wipers, and you need to figure out a visual system that looks through the windshield instead of on the exterior of the car where the elements are just disturbing and disrupting, and then the uh-huh. snow and ice is sticking to everything. Mm-hmm. Or sensors that clean themselves, possibly. Uh-huh. A little spritz on there. You know,
cars talking to each other,
listen,
that kind of stuff.
Well, I am sure that they are doing these things without us, so I'm not concerned. They're going to figure it out. Ford has slashed the price of the Mustang Mach-E amid growing EV price war. The price wars are here. Yeah. The clone wars. That's your thing, right?
I do like it.
Yeah. So you were the Star Wars guy, the Clone Wars. Uh-huh. But that's got nothing on the price wars.
No. This one is more important.
Well, listen.
It deals with real life.
Well, hey, man, don't disturb people's fantasies, all right? Okay, well, don't tell them what's more real.
Right.
People have
their, I apologize.
Have their fantasies.
Star Wars.
Well, whatever it is. Ford slashes the price. Oh, the Mustang, you have to. Tesla's crazy. You probably didn't put this link in here. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. But talking about how they've got two of the top 10 selling cars in the planet now, Tesla.
Yeah,
why? You don't have that in here. That's coming tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Y and 3, and it's just like, whoa, the scale of these things. The adoption is happening. It's happening rapidly. And other manufacturers have to adjust to essentially the market leader. And you want to drop your price? I guess we got to drop our price. I mean, you are who we are competing against. And I guess probably with the Mach-E, you're mostly looking at Model Y buyers, I would guess. They're going to cross-shop a Mach-E. It's kind of
SUV.
Somewhat similar. Line. Ford announced today is slashing prices across all trims of its popular Mustang Mach-E electric SUV. We reported that we saw Tesla's massive price cuts earlier this month. Yes, and we saw the effect on the used market as well. Obviously, we have interest rates increasing as well, which is just making things less affordable in general. The Model Y saw the biggest price reduction in Tesla's lineup. Yeah, I mean, it was like, in some cases, up to $12,000. Oh, no, I think, the S that I have was a bigger drop, but percentage-based drop, I think the Y.
Yeah.
Saw the biggest. These price cuts from Ford are not as significant as what Tesla did. So here are the examples. The base model rear-wheel drive version got a $900 cut, $900 better than it was. And the highest extended range model got a $5,900 cut. So again, now you got people going in, banging on the door saying, I just got my delivery. Mm-hmm. Where are my $5,900? What's interesting is, is there no extended range GT? The only GT is a standard range? Curious. Or did it not get a price cut if it did exist? The extended range, or the top tier model, was originally just under $70,000. It's down to $64,000 now. So that's your biggest decrease. And there's some other price drops for different like accessories. Just adding the extended range battery is kind of a big price drop from $8,600 to $7,000 as an option. Mm. The Night Pony appearance package stays the same, and the GT performance package stays the same at $6,000 a pop. So you can still spec that thing out, and then your percentage-based decrease in pricing goes down even more, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen.
I would say when I was picking up my Bronco at the dealership,
yeah,
the black premium standard range GT looks really nice.
Is that what you, is that, were you, you can't get another car, Will. You got too many cars, sir.
I was just thinking.
You got a problem here.
But they rolled it up and I was like, wow, that is primo.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, people got all upset about the Mustang name on it. Mm. But in reality, like, it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. Like, yeah. it's just straight up, it's pretty nice. If you look past whatever your irritation is on the name and whatnot,
yeah,
it's pretty nice. Map shows each country's dream job based on Google search data and reveals most people wish they were pilots. Wow. That's interesting. Has that always been the case? Or is some sort of new trend? People want to get around, fly around the world. That's the, in Canada, in the U.S., that's the number one profession. Now, did people have, China is a dietitian? Did people,
good money.
What's going on here? Did people only have, like, so many options? Or is this based on all search data?
I think they had options. Because remember the time when everyone wanted to be a YouTuber? I think they took that out.
Yeah, but, yeah, this would just depend on what they were actually willing to see as a profession and then pull that data.
Yeah.
The world Googled how to be a pilot more than any other job between October 2021 and October 2022 in China. Dietitian is the dream job for most citizens, according to the study. Other top dream jobs include writer, dancer, entrepreneur, and YouTuber is there.
So it's in there.
This seemed like a really hard thing to track because it would also kind of mean that people were searching for jobs that they thought were possibly achievable. Do you know what I'm saying? If they say how to be a thing, you know what I'm saying?
So it's the search term.
Like, would you type how to be an astronaut or would you type how to be, do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. That there's also like a skill gap component or like the intrigue is part of it, but then maybe these people are actually serious as well. They're like kind of modifying their expectations. Some, I don't know. Financial services company Remitly published data based on global Google searches made between October 2021 and 2022 with the query, how to be a, with a desired job filling in the blank. The findings were ranked and broken down. See, I might just be curious what a pilot's life is like.
But you don't actually want to be a pilot.
I might just be like, how to be a pilot, because I'm like, that seems like an interesting life. Uh-huh. I don't know, Will. Of the 20 most desired jobs in the world, pilot, writer, dancer, YouTuber, and entrepreneur took the top five. So trust me, you don't want to be a YouTuber. That's a crazy idea. Countries that search how to be a pilot the most include Canada and the U.S. You can see some others there. In India, it looks to say writer. Saudi Arabia is poet. Wow. How to be a poet. And also many nations over there. Looks like Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, Oman. It's all poet.
Yeah.
Okay. South Korea looks like police officer.
A lot of writers.
Japan likes the idea of YouTuber. Indonesia says YouTuber. Malaysia says teacher. A couple more writer spots over there. This is all curious. In India, New Zealand, and South Africa, writing is the top dream job of more than 800,000 global Google searches. But analyst Remitly said there are risks that come with a writing career. Well, yeah. The person writing this article is like, yeah, trust me, you don't want this job. Well, you got the wrong idea. Not here. Despite Remitly's support, some professionals have sounded off about doing away with the term dream job. We all need to work to survive, but that doesn't mean we should dream about work. Yeah, enough already. You don't need to love your job. Just get to work already.
Oh, jeez.
It's not very inspiring, is it, Will?
Yeah, aggressive.
ChatGPT is on its way to becoming a virtual doctor, lawyer, and business analyst. Well, we knew this. The lawyer thing was already underway, and then I was immediately imagining the example of triage at an emergency room, a business analyst, sure, yeah, crunching numbers, whatever, anything in the services industry you could imagine ChatGPT doing, tutor, school tutor. ChatGPT is obviously been making all kinds of press these days. My newsfeed's still full of it. And I think I added a couple more interesting ones. I saw some new...
There's so many.
I saw some new 89% of university students, I don't remember where the poll was, have used it to do homework. So they did a smaller number when they were talking about testing, but then a massive number when they're talking about homework. So I don't know. Generating essays, writing exams, and also working for BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Also working for BuzzFeed. Wharton professor Christian Terwich recently tested technology with questions for his final exam. In other instances, though, ChatGPT made simple mistakes in some calculations. Ultimately, he said the bot would receive a B or B minus on the exam. Well, we already knew this stuff. But yeah, it took the bar exam, it took the medical exams, and it's not like blowing them away. It's not, it can barely pass, it seems, in most cases, but we're still early, and I think we all know what's going on. I think we all know the writing is on the wall here.
Oh boy.
ChatGPT learns Bitcoin and will end central banking and fiat currency. Okay. Are you sure about this? It seemed like one of those cartoon headlines. Bitcoin mentor convinced ChatGPT, the AI chatbot, that Bitcoin would bring about the demise of fiat currency. So, I mean, Bitcoin people will do whatever it takes to get anybody to say that those words,
yeah,
and including ChatGPT. So this was the question, the query. How can humanity end central banking? And here's ChatGPT's response. Ending central banking will be a complex and difficult process that would likely involve a number of different factors. Some ways that humanity could potentially end central banking include education and awareness, increasing public awareness and understanding of the role of you needing to click on the tweet. Of central banking, abolished banking. This doesn't say anything about crypto. Where's the crypto part?
I think at some point.
It didn't look like it suggested crypto. It's probably one of these series of questions, I suppose. Here we go. Alternatives, developing, promoting alternative economic systems, currencies, decentralized digital currency. Okay, so you gave a little nod.
Yeah.
And that's enough for the Bitcoin folks. Say, see?
Like, woohoo.
ChatGPT's really smart, and ChatGPT wants it. So y'all are crazy then. Get with the times and get with the crypto.
Decentralized.
How much does it cost to charge an electric car by state? And you know this is different because some states are importing, buying their electricity and having different demand and different production methods, different storage methods and so forth. So it could vary by quite a bit depending where you want to buy that EV. So I think a lot of people that are thinking of purchasing one of these things might be curious about this.
Yeah. And the article is on Motor Trend. Like there isn't really much of a chart. It's just bad formatting. It states all of the states, but like you have to scroll a long list.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as you might imagine, we can see California being high.
Yeah.
Alabama, what do you want to do? Go with a Model 3? Or no, let's go with the F-150 Lightning.
Okay.
So scroll down. Alabama coming in at $1,289. Alaska, $2,596. Arizona, $1,368. Arkansas, $10. California, $3,275. Colorado, $13. Connecticut, $25. It looks like California might top the list, although Alaska was higher than I expected.
Hawaii was pretty high as well.
That makes sense to me. So on the low end, you're looking at like $10 to recharge an F-150 Lightning. And on the high end, you're looking at over $30. That includes, I think, California and Hawaii. Hawaii coming in at $36 to recharge an F-150 Lightning. Now, F-150 Lightning is a big battery unit. These differences would obviously be quite a bit different, would not be as substantial if you were talking about a Model 3 or even the Volvo XC40. Bigger the battery gets,
this one's pretty cheap.
Bigger those discrepancies. Louisiana, $9.84 for an F-150 Lightning, which is almost $5 cheaper than the average. It's pretty cool.
But it's a long list. I encourage anyone to check it out.
And you wonder as well, like, is the demand is kind of interesting. The places where electric cars are the most prevalent, like California, also are the most expensive places to run them.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting, wouldn't you say, Will?
Yeah. New York.
And the places where they're cheapest to run, I bet they probably are a smaller percentage of the overall market.
Yeah.
So maybe these things could change as the adoption goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Horizon Forbidden West Alpha multiplayer footage leaks online. Did I play this game? Is this with the bow and arrow and all that?
Yeah. And the dinosaurs.
And the robots. hair and the clothes are moving all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even when you're standing still. There's always wind.
That's what I think of when you tell me about like graphics and you're like, oh, it looks so good, and you get all weird about it. That's what comes to my mind is like strands of hair moving and clothing moving and then reflections.
Yes. Yeah, they're all great things.
Yeah, so this is what I think about. You're like, you got to see these graphics. I'm like, is there hair moving?
Yeah.
You're like, there might be.
They're all over the place.
No, I mean, this game, it absolutely looks beautiful, no doubt about it. And what, they're adding multiplayer?
It's not official.
Oh.
But I don't think I can show this. I feel like Sony's going to come after us. But
yeah, okay, scroll past it.
I did see the footage.
Yes.
And it did look good.
Hmm.
The style of it was kind of like Fortnite. Like, obviously, it's very alpha test footage. But you can kind of see, like, different characters just moving around within the Horizon world map.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to do...
And maybe this could be a potential thing where there is multiplayer.
What the hell is going on? Look at this. They're launching a game also for PSVR 2 on the 22nd of February, and they're doing a Netflix live action? What the hell is going on here?
Video games and shows.
It's because of this Last of Us thing.
I think that's part of the reason, yeah.
Man, they're trying to get these crowds to come over there. Now, apparently this footage is actually old. It was taken summer 2020.
Yeah.
But it includes a join PC and join PS4 option in the alpha build. I wonder if it's going to be one of these free ones. We'll give it to you, but then you got to fill up your closet with digital goods and whatever else. Or if it is like for someone who already has the game or how they'll approach it. I mean, I presume it has to be one of these new age type deals.
Yeah, but based on the footage, it seems like it's like co-op.
Oh.
Not like a versus, like PvP.
Not a PvP, but a PvE.
Yes, based on the footage.
Okay, so Willie...
Sorry, we can't show it.
So Willie Doo is basing everything on the footage. Yeah. Things could change in the meantime, but he's very excited because there's lots of wind and hair movements and clothing movements.
Definitely.
And everything is reflecting everything.
Yeah.
Sony promises increased supply of PS5 consoles ahead of the PSVR 2 launch. Wow, how can they promise such things? Hmm. What if somebody buys them all? What if these resellers?
The bots?
Yeah, what if these resellers aren't done yet? Yeah. ChatGPT is like, good luck, Sony. Mm-hmm. PS5 supply has now improved just as Sony gets ready to launch the PSVR 2 and a new marketing effort for the PS5. Well, people were sending me pictures of it showing up in... different places. Was it Target?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, look.
They're slowly coming up.
Walk in and get a PS5. I haven't seen that. Not that I look on a regular basis, but if I do happen to be in one of those type of places, I will sometimes take a peek and just be like, I'm curious.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They show up yet? And it will still be empty in that glass case. Yeah. But I guess it varies from place to place, and it does seem that they're starting to show up on shelves a little bit more. Sony says it should now be a lot easier to find PS5 stock at retailers after 2 years of supply challenges. Sony has thanked fans for their patience as it dealt with an unprecedented demand since the PS5 launch in November 2020. If you are looking to purchase a PS5 console, you should now have a much easier time finding one at retailers globally, says Isabel Tomatis, VP of Brand. So she's just saying, I guess this means that they're just pumping out more units now. They'd like, we figured out our problems. They're going. We see them going on the boats and in the planes. You're going to see them soon, guaranteed.
And hopefully PSVR will sell even more units.
Actually, this is interesting. Sony recommends its own PlayStation Direct store for those looking for a PS5 in the US, UK, France, Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg. Why don't you say Canada, though? Variety of bundles available alongside the base digital and disc PS5 consoles. I don't know. What can I even get it on there? Will, like, I'm curious now. Why no Canada? What's going on with that?
Maybe because those countries are just too hot.
Too hot to handle? Mm. I'm going to it. PlayStation Direct. Let me see what they say to me right now. I'm buying one. I can't even. They don't even have a store. Oh, wait. What if I just...
It says buy now.
Right? Hang on. I'm going to do English. Select my store. No. I don't even have a U.S. option. Why are you killing me like that? Oh, here we go. Direct.PlayStation.com. Oh, I don't know. I think I'm dead, Will. I don't think it works. I have a different relationship with resellers here.
It tells us to check the retailers.
Oh, it does?
It's right here.
So they don't do direct in Canada. That's rude. What if you click buy now? Is that what you did?
That takes me to here.
Damn, dude. Okay, let me check Amazon.ca. We're going to get to the bottom of this. This is investigative reporting over here. PlayStation 5. Canadian man. I'm showing $1,200.
Oh.
Yeah, a Canadian man still does not easily have himself a PlayStation 5 in most cases. Oh, wait. Here I have with God of War Ragnarok $729. Is that the right?
Okay.
Is that a good deal?
Yeah, it's around there. God of War is what, $79 or something?
Wait a second. In stock, I have the digital edition with God of War $599 in stock. Free delivery Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Feb 7.
Cool.
And if I get the disc version, same thing. Tuesday, Feb 7. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you just have to get a bundle, basically, it looks like, in order to get a decent price.
Hmm.
So
they are available.
Yes. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. The PlayStation 5.
After like 2 years.
Years later. Aren't you glad you were watching your favorite investigative journalists getting to the bottom of that?
And now we all know.
Congrats, Sony, for finally catching up to demand. It's pretty impressive. I don't know, or is it impressive? What is impressive is people's appetite for game consoles when it wasn't that long ago that people were wondering what their place in the future actually was.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to everybody who joined here today. We truly do appreciate it. I know so many of you guys have now hit the notification button with the bell, and I know it because I see the analytics, and I go and I look, and I say, oh my God, that guy did, and that guy did, and I'm just, it's like I feel like I'm wearing a blanket, and all your faces are on the blanket.
Like a quilt?
How uncomfortable is that line of reasoning? A blanket?
Made out of skin.
No, not skin. I'm saying like stitched into it with yarn.
Oh, okay.
Well, you gotta get all weird about it, man. But anyway, no, for real. It's cool. We're still going. We didn't miss a day. How long since we didn't miss a day?
It's crazy, right? Us. Look at us, huh?
Like, what business do we have being consistent?
Yeah, turns out.
Got no business. Like, you put a bag of chips like this in front of me, I can't resist it.
Yeah.
How you gonna listen? How are we gonna be consistent? Uh-huh. We're more consistent than Sony was delivering those PlayStation.
Uh-huh. That's what CNN Ultra is all about.
You know, Monday is Monday.
Yeah.
But Tuesday is Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are we going to film tomorrow based on stuff that's happening over there?
Easy with the cliffhangers, dude.
I'll schedule it.
At this point in the show? Yeah. So what's the deal? It's going to be a little bit later. What's wrong with
that? Maybe a little bit later, yeah.
It's going to be a little bit later.
Maybe at 1 or something.
You know what the show's called? Later, right?
Yeah.
We'll see you later. Later.